Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 52, Slobberknocker!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, risk our liberty. For Boston, for Boston, take my shirts and my money. And ever with the right shirt as big bombs and touch me no more in the working crowd. For Boston, for Boston, my blood is on the road.
Sisters and wenches, you may be seated. Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bass Brigade. This is Anvil.
This is Bluonic.
And this is Darkheart.
Well, as you tell, the king is not here. We, we're talking the other day, and he decided that he went to migrate over to Ohio and say, Ohio!
Yeah. Seeing that it's Ohio and Cleveland and why the fuck Cleveland? Why the fuck Cleveland?
Cleveland's in Ohio.
Yeah, but I know, but why Cleveland?
Well, actually, Cleveland does have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, right. Yeah, leave it to the king to go to
Cleveland
that.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
Living in sin with a safety pin going, Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
Motherfucker, this is Boston!
Yeah,
leave it at that.
No, we're just singing the song.
Oh, okay. It goes
with actually, we really do think Cleveland rocks because LeBron James doesn't.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird not having the king around, but whatever.
No way.
What is this, the third episode he hasn't been in?
This is the third.
How many episodes have I missed?
You've missed one.
Yeah, I think I've missed one.
I've missed almost a lot.
That was while you two
shut
were
up, bitch. Shut up, bitch. No, just kidding.
But I haven't missed one since I've come back.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
But yeah, the only one you missed was while you were at PAX East.
Yeah, there's the PAX East one, and then I think that was it.
Yeah, because then you and me took care of Anime Boston one.
It's crazy. It's crazy. We're almost coming up on our year anniversary.
I don't know. I'm proud to say I have yet to miss an episode.
Yeah, well, fuck you, buddy.
So now that those two are planning on shooting me, so I have to miss one week?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, pop! I still show up. It's like, I'm good. My kidneys hang out.
God, Kevin, why didn't you finish him off?
I'll just duct tape your ass and just leave
it
on the
corner. Well, that's what happened to me after, you know, the first segment. I was tied up and I was, you know, lynched and I was far, far away and I couldn't make all those shows. But
how many are you down on your nine lives? Are you down to six now, I think it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait a cotton picking minute.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Do I look like Bugs Bunny to you? Yosemite Sam? Cotton picking rabbit? He's a racist. He's a freaking racist.
You look more like Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is uncensored. He's a fucking racist.
So he's Kramer from Seinfeld.
Yes, Yosemite Kramer.
Yeah, that's his middle name right there.
That's his middle name right there.
Oh, I thought it was just Ben Klein.
All right, well, fuck this. All right, let's get into it. Sports right now, Anvil sports.
We have sports. All right, let's do sports. Okay, does anybody know anything about sports?
Fucking Celtics.
Celtics fucked up, but
we already covered that last week. All right, actually, I do want to cover it. We're gonna go right to basketball for a minute and the Celtics.
All
right,
fine.
Last night was the draft, and we selected a guard from Texas named Bradley Avery.
From the National Guard.
Yeah. Shit.
Basically, 6'3", 180 pounds, but he's at the wingspan of somebody who's a lot bigger. And he's a great defensive player. So.
Did you just say wingspan?
Yeah, like that motherfucker could fly.
He can actually freaking fly?
All right, in basketball, wingspan is how far your arms can reach to defend and how, along with your leaping ability.
In his essence, he has wings.
Basically.
He's a freaking griffin.
Because if you can jump really high and your arms can be straight out to make a block, That's your wingspan.
So what about Yao Ma?
Who?
Jesus?
Yao Ming? Yeah, he doesn't have a wingspan.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's just really fucking tall.
He's Asian.
Hey, how do you know he doesn't have a wingspan? Because just because he's Asian? Because
of the bird flu.
He probably could have technologically.
No, like Blue said, the bird flu.
Yes,
if he took off, everybody
his fucking wings fell off.
Hey, that's what happened to Big Bird.
Oh right, yeah, that's right.
I thought that was a heroin.
Motherfucker,
he bird flu and they killed him.
Oh, all right.
They even sold Sesame Street.
All right, back to the whole fucked up thing here.
Well, so you know the draft is continuing. You know, hopefully we pick up some good stuff to help the team. We did lose one member of the team already.
Who was that again?
Rasheed Wallace is finally retiring.
How old is he, actually?
He's like 500 years old. He's in his late 30s. But he still had 2 more years left on his contract. And by retiring, he doesn't get any of that money. So he's retiring because he's truly done.
Well, let's look at it this way.
Yeah, instead of Michael Jordan, but, you know, Michael Jordan.
He probably has enough fucking money anyways, as is. And
he's never been a star.
Who was it who got hurt? Well, dude, when you go and play basketball, if you get over $1 million, that's enough as is.
Yeah,
let me tell you, I wish I had $1 million. I would make that last my entire life.
Basically.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
you'd buy a house.
I would not buy a house.
I'd buy some hookers. That's the
thing. I would not buy a house. If I had $1 million, I would buy a nice apartment. Maybe like a
condo.
You know, a nice condo. Nice place. It doesn't have to be something fancy. I would buy a nice car, a new one. Buy a nice car. It doesn't have to be all expensive. It doesn't have to be a $100,000 car. Then I pay off my insurance off for the next 5 years. You know?
And then be broke. No.
And pay off my condo so it's mine.
But truthfully,
and live my life.
As long as there's no drug dealers selling stuff outside of your house, that's a good apartment.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I would live somewhere where there are no gangster areas and there are no, like, alleyways where you can get shanked
and Blue's mom's not around.
And there's no black people. And there's no black people, you know.
So you'd be the, you know, blackest person in the neighborhood.
And you know what, fuck this, I'm going to Florida.
Oh, with the tans, you know, you're white.
Oh, yeah. I'm white anyway. I'm the whitest black person in the world.
So, let's get back on topic.
I love that line.
Yeah, that's what she said. Anyway.
What, is Paris Hilton doing lines again?
Shit. Yes.
No, Paris Hilton's forever doing lines with Lindsay Lohan right there.
And Miley Cyrus.
Fucking snatch.
Miley Cyrus, she's just getting into it.
Yeah. Alright. So, I mean, hopefully next year's better for the Celtics. I mean,
that's when Ashley Simpson got her nose job.
I was waiting for that. I mean, there's only one way we can even get better than this year. We win Game 7. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing we could have done differently.
Well, I mean, we had actually a good, you know, throw at it. Just sometimes it felt like we were almost getting lucky.
Yeah. Well, Danny Ainge feels like Ray Allen will be back.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He's that is questionable.
No.
Fuck Rondo. I'm sorry. Fuck Rondo.
Bring in what's his name? The other
Rondo
short guy.
Beep, 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 beep. We're censoring him right now. Beep, 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 beep
fucking season. That dude was missing shots after fucking shots where he should have been getting in. Fuck Rondo.
Hey, it's like dealing with women. You strike out some before you finally score.
Well, that's true.
But we'll get to that later.
I haven't yet. I'm still fucking single.
So we'll get you there, buddy.
Fuck
we'll get
you, you dickhead.
Well, I'm sorry. You're the one that shows up to a basketball court with a baseball bat. All right, let's go, let's play.
We talk about that baseball bat is for fucking Rondo. And missed the shot, huh? Bam, in the back of the leg.
Well, since we want to talk about baseball bats, let's jump into baseball now.
Do a jumper right now. Bam! Do it again.
So, you know, the Sox, you know, we've had a pretty good run going on, but we lost two in a row.
Fucking A.
Because Papelbon sucks.
We mean the Red Sox. They lost two games.
They lost two in a row.
Yeah, two in a row, but they've been doing like a pretty good job. All
they have like won seven games, right?
But I mean, a lot of my friends.
You want to tell them for the season? Didn't they win seven games so far?
Dude, we've won like 30 something.
Dude, it's from the standings right now. It's like 43, 30, like and that, something else. It's like it's something along those lines because there's so many games played in the season.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But right now we're like third. or something like that. At least that's what I believe.
Yeah, now...
You can tell I'm not the sports guy.
Yes. Now, the other night, we took on Ubaldo Jimenez, who is one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. He had a 1.15 ERA. He was 13-1 on the season. And we hit him for 6 runs.
Yeah.
His worst ending of the year. And then Papelbon blows it in the 9th for us to lose.
But I think the thing that we have to look at here is,
he gave up 2 home runs in the 9th.
All right, he fucked up on the pitching. But we have to say that the bats have seriously come alive on the Red Sox. I mean, it's basically every time I've watched it, the game has been over like 10 easily. Well,
you saw last night's game,
it's because
right?
they got rid of, what's his name?
Manny?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Last night's game, we were, you know, going back and forth, good game. Papelbon blows it again.
Yeah.
But yet, it wasn't bad enough that we lost. We go into the 10th and we win it.
Okay.
So you think that he should retire? Yeah.
Well, he's still young. He's got to figure out what's going on.
He's too young, and I think I was hearing that he's wanting to be the highest paid relief closer. Pitcher and slash closer and stuff like that.
Well, if he wants the money, he has to earn it. But there's one player who truly earns his money, and he did it last night.
Who's that?
Dustin Pedroia.
Fuck yeah, Pedroia.
3 home runs in the game yesterday, including the game-winning 2-run dinger.
No shit.
3 homers for the shortest dude in all of baseball. He comes up to my kneecaps.
You would know. You met him.
Yes.
Fuck.
I thought that was a sexual reference. Continue.
No. I got a picture at home with me and him.
Dude, he wouldn't have to kneel down. No.
I was asked to squat down for the picture. He'd have to jump up.
You got your bat ready?
He'd have to climb on my leg and go,
let me bat your shit around.
But no,
Is that what they call a slobber knocker? Oh!
I'm choking!
Dude, I'm choking on my Aquafina, dude!
That's not the only thing you're choking on.
Shit!
Blue, put it away!
Fucking A, man!
That's my belt. No, just kidding.
Is that what they call that now?
Yes.
Home run!
Yeah!
No.
Okay, so we had some moves in hockey. Yes, I'm talking hockey.
Oh, don't fucking talk about hockey. Next!
Shut up! So the Bruins inked, defender Johnny Boychuk to a 2-year contract.
Until they win a game, I don't really care.
Fuck you. I'm a hockey fan. Shut up.
We gotta love hockey.
Alright, and we finally got rid of the douchebag Dennis Weidman.
Weidman.
Weidman gone.
Dennis Rodman?
Weidman.
Weidman. Weidman, not Rodman.
Weidman.
Not
brother? Yes, his white brother.
His white brother.
But
douchebag that don't know how to pick people.
We got rid of him and 2, draft picks, nothing big, for a defender and a forward. And a really good defender. That defender scored 20 goals last year.
Better late than fucking never.
And this defender played for Florida Panthers. If you could score 20 points for them, imagine what you could do with a good team.
Yeah, no shit. So, Panthers has been like fucking plane crash from
Panthers?
Hell.
Florida Panthers.
That's football, right?
No, that's Carolina Panthers.
That's Carolina.
Florida has the Panthers too.
Yes, but in hockey.
We'll explain to you after.
Don't worry. The Black Panthers is the North Carolina. No,
shut up!
Okay.
I don't support them. Support the KKK.
Take that white hoodie
off. White power!
Yes, we hate to say it, but we do have the black-white supremacist here. But the only problem is he's not blind. No, just kidding. And he's
I
really...
know I'm white! It's a sun-tanned accident!
Alright, back to...
He fell asleep too close to the spray booth at the paint shop and they spray painted him black.
They mistaken me while I was picking cotton.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Alright, fuck that. Back to this.
Oh.
Stop hurting yourself. Back into this. Come on, hurry up.
So, now in football, there's moves going on, things going on. Now, the big news going around is Albert Haynesworth, who hasn't showed up because he's not happy with the new defensive coordinator changing it from a 3-4 to a 4-3. No
huge
difference.
Big fucking deal.
Well, actually, him as a nose tackle, it is a big difference. It means he's taking the load up the middle by himself instead of having somebody else to help him. It means his productivity goes down.
Yeah, but I think I'd rather have more people in the backfield.
Well,
lately it's been kind of fucked up.
Well, the only difference is how many guys are on the line and how many linebackers. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
But he said that he will be returning next week. So we'll watch to see what happens with that. Now that we're all set with that, let's move on to the events for tomorrow night. Strikeforce happens, and the main fight is Fabricio Werdum versus Fedor Emelianenko. Then there is Jan Flannery versus Chris Cyborg.
Which is going to be, I don't know, man.
I still swear that we should have a DNA test to make sure that that is a woman. Because, you know, you chop the junk off, it still doesn't make you a man. Oh, if you
literally, like, if you've seen this chick, it's like,
she looks like a man.
I want to see both. I want to see both.
Yeah, we'll show you.
There's no pictures of Flannery.
No, well, no, actually, I found some pictures. She's actually pretty hot. The only problem is her fucking thing is 7'7". She is, I think she's going to be fucking taking a whipping on this one. And I fucking hope not, because...
7 wins, 7 losses? Really?
Yeah, Jan Finney.
Oh, Finney, I apologize.
Does she do that on purpose, just so that she can have an even amount of wins and losses?
Maybe.
Well, the other one that I'm looking forward to is Scott Smith versus Kung Lee. I'm so happy to see Kung Lee back.
Well, you're in love with Kung Lee.
I love the Kung Lee. He actually fucking throws kicks. Yo. I don't see anybody throw kicks like this motherfucker
in
the cage.
You want to Kung Lee?
No, I don't.
Let me tell you, Kung Lee... The first thing I thought about, because I, you know, I never heard of Kung Lee, the first thing I thought about was Street Fighter. I'm sorry, once I heard Kung Lee, I was like, Kung Lee, isn't that Street Fighter?
No, but I showed you the video, and you were pretty impressed with how he actually throws his kicks.
Let me tell you, Kung Lee looks fucking awesome. He looks fucking dominant when he's in that cage.
Well, when it comes to kicking, he's my number two favorite kicker.
So who's your number one?
Mirko Krokop.
All right, the other people in the fight is Josh Thompson and Pat Healy. I'm not sure about
that. They're nobodies.
Nobodies. We got prelims with Ron Kessler versus, I don't know, it's a TBA, so he might get anybody that comes to the fucking cage, I guess.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
I know.
It's like I'm fighting, you know.
All of a sudden, Rampage Jackson.
It's like I'm fighting a lightweight, you know, I've got like 150 pounds on. I was like, let's go. His head breaks. It's like, oh.
Just killed him, you asshole!
Why'd you be like Floyd Mayweather?
Wow, the prelims actually started at 5, but I don't know if that showed up on Showtime.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Wait, if the fight starts at 10...
Well, those are the main card fights. That because
there's no way you can start at 5 o'clock, because that's not 5 hours worth of fights.
No, dude, they've got 4 fights beforehand.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever. That's their setup. Well, that's because that might be... That, well, 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific on Showtime, so they might be showing us some of the previous shit, so I don't know, whatever, how
Mike
that
Tyson
works.
Tyson versus Rampage Jackson.
Yeah, but actually next week we got the great big-ass fight that we're going to see for UFC. Which
so,
is gonna
UFC
be
116, main fight, Brock Lesnar versus Shane Carwin.
Now, that's going to be an interesting fight because Shane Carwin, isn't he undefeated?
Yes.
He's undefeated.
And he's knocked out all of his opponents and never gone out of the first round. But Lesnar...
That's a scary fucking guy.
No, he's not.
No, that's
I don't think he's really fought anybody really that good.
But come on now, if you go undefeated and you knock out everybody in the first fucking round of every swing of one of your matches,
dude,
come on, that's a dangerous motherfucker.
I could go against guys who aren't even close to my, you know, stature and still have success.
Well, is that how we feel about Fedor there? Because
he's the same exact way.
We felt that, like, sometimes it's actually no like, thing towards wrestling, because I know you're passionate about it, but it seems like this shit is getting set up. Like, did you guys ever see the movie The Great White Hype with, like, you know, Samuel Jackson and, you know, they bring in the white boy to fucking take on the big heavyweight champion and stuff like that, and they ended up kicking the white boy's ass anyways? They set it up that way to have it fall down. Some of these motherfuckers, yeah, the guy looks fucking creepy as shit, but if you go and start putting guys in front of him that, you know, oh yeah, this guy looks really good, this guy's going to get his ass whipped in front of tons of people.
Before he came to America, he fought K-1 and Pride and stuff. There isn't a lot of competition over there. You fight a lot over in, you know, Asia, and that's where he built up his record. When he came to America... He's only had, this is only going to be, what, his second fight in America?
So you think that, so when we get down to it, you think that Brock Lesnar is going to beat him easily?
Well, no, this is Fedor.
We're talking Fedor tomorrow night.
We're talking about Fedor for tomorrow night's fight. But
I say Fedor, the only reason that he's going to win, and I pray that Werdum knocks his fucking ass out, is because he's never really fought a good competitor. That, you know, I could go to Asia right now. I could walk into
the
ring.
But let me tell you, you know what? Let me tell you, some of the MMA fights that we saw before and everything like that, like, there was this one, like, that one fight where we thought that dude was going to win, And then the fucking hamburger guy
I took hamburger. I did take hamburger.
Let me tell you, hamburger was going to lose.
Yes, he was.
He was going to fucking lose. He got a lucky fucking punch.
But that's the thing. That's the thing about that,
exactly.
That's the thing about MMA. It could be turned around in 2 seconds. It could be, you know, 1 second. I mean, when we watched the fight that I hate mentioning with the hit what's his name there?
Iceman. That pissed me off.
We don't mention that. But
it's things like that you don't know what's going to happen. The person can go undefeated or whatever and be a fucking monster. And all he needs is one lucky fucking punch and that dude is down.
Truthfully, joint it is, when you go over to Asia, they're so big into the technique that when a guy like me...
Asian people are crazy.
Well, what I'm going to say is, I'm going to take you for example. I'm a guy who trains myself for strength, right? They don't... They're not used to strength, they're used to technique. So if I go in to pound their face in, I'm going to knock them out.
Well, but also...
But the thing is, they're smart. They're basically because they have their martial arts. That's where all the martial arts come from. China,
but
Japan,
most of them,
and all the Asian countries and stuff.
Well, what it is, most of them are submission guys. They're not stand up or ground and pound kind of guys. So
that's the thing.
Let me take it on that one. But what it was is because we watched that fight where there was the, I can't remember his name, but he was from Japan and he was taking on the other guy and he literally couldn't do anything because he was too much of a submission guy.
Omi.
Yes, I remember that fight.
But the other thing that we have to say here is that with the actual fighting over there, they're not fighting cage fighting. They're not as fucking brutal as they're in an actual boxing ring. And that could go either way because you got like the whole four corners thing and you could bounce off the fucking ropes and go right back at the motherfuckers. But like with cage fighting, you could get pressed up against the cage and get the shit kicked out of you, or even reverse on that and get the other person the shit kicked out of them. So
if somebody, you know, let's say Fedor fought his entire career here in America in a cage, I'd have more respect for him instead of having one fight in America.
Well, there was Brett
Rogers, and he should have lost because they should have stopped the fight due to blood loss because he lost over a pint of blood in that ring
easily,
and they didn't stop it. And he wound up, you know, getting lucky. But we'll see what happens.
Now, what was the thing that you were talking about with the wrestling and stuff like that?
Well, what I have to say is that if we take Fedor, right? We take, you know, he's gone and fight, as you said, what was it, Strikeforce?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not Strikeforce. I mean,
K-1 and Pride
fighting and all that other stuff. You have to take a look at that. That's an international score. Like, what's her name, our favorite fighter there? The one you got me, the autograph. Gina Carano, thank you, because my mind is fucking shit right now. But Gina Carano, she has an outside MMA record, which was like, I think, like 12-1, because there was some kind of fight that she did, which was like, I think, male and female fight or some shit. Ooh, giggity. Anyways, back to this, the whole setup that I'm saying is that the outside record shouldn't count until you're actually brought into the fucking, you know, ring and start fucking climbing up your way. Fuck your international record or your world record. Go right into the actual, like, if you're going into UFC or if you're going into Strikeforce, they need to count that. Because that's what they did for Gina. Gina went all the way up to 7 and then she lost to Chris Cyborg, which we still believe that she's a fucking dude. But more or less, it's just because of that factor that we think, you know, you should be accounted for that instead of your whole fucking record. Is that fucking Shaq?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Anyways.
Shaq Fu, man. Shaq Fu.
Oh, right. Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu this.
Shazam, my ass.
Yeah, with that, you know, said, I mean, what else do you feel about this whole the UFC fight that's coming up? And why did they change the website?
I don't know. There's some good fights in that one. What's the rest of the scorecard, real quick?
Well, I'd probably have to go to Facebook, but...
Yeah, I mean, this big fight, what it is Brock Lesnar almost died not too long ago from intestinal infection.
Which was something.
Yeah.
He was out for a while.
And they had to do an interim champion.
Yeah.
Shane Carwin won it. So this fight will actually come and unify the title.
Now, I am definitely hoping for a Brock Lesnar win.
Yes.
I like Brock Lesnar. I like Brock Lesnar even when he was in the WWE was wrestling.
Right, I like him as a football player. Personally.
Yeah, he is a good wrestler.
Let's put this into the retrospect of the actual thing. This was a fight that should have happened a while back if he didn't get hurt. But then what they did was they held off another actual, like, championship belt in order to have this come back together later and then have that belt come back in, as one, mm-hmm. which I don't think they should have done. I think they should have like maybe either taken it away or done something or said like you're off on the side now. You have to work your way back up when you come.
Well, you know what? That's what happens in wrestling. Like when somebody gets injured and they're not going to be in, you know, be able to wrestle for the next few months or whatever, or for however long they're out, what they do is it becomes vacant. The title becomes vacant, and then they have a competition where people can challenge each other until it comes down to that one person.
Yeah, and then the last they're the interim champ.
And then have that person win the title.
I mean, you shouldn't strip.
And then Brock Lesnar, when he comes back, since he didn't really lose it in a fight, he can have first shot at the title to gain
exactly.
it back.
That, I felt, would be probably...
That's what they're doing.
No, they're not.
He has
his belt still.
He has the interim championship.
You can't take it away from him. You can't say you've lost it. Shane Carwin is...
But the thing is, Brock Lesnar was out for months where he could not defend that title. He was incapable of defending that title for months. It's been over 6 months since he's been out.
Yeah, but MMA is different, but sometimes you only fight once a year to defend your title anyway.
That's not always true, though.
Like, I know, but usually.
But still, even to that effect that he had a fight scheduled. He had a fight scheduled that he was going to defend that championship, and he could not. They should have taken that title away. And then he said, when you get better, you'll get first shot at the title.
They weren't
going
to
really
do that to him because, for one, he's a big name. And for two,
one, he was in WWE. That's where he got a lot of his fans.
And football helped him, too.
And football helped him. But no, definitely WWE. Because the wrestling and stuff like that got him that exposure. It really got him that exposure to people and stuff like that. That's how come people know Brock Lesnar so much.
Yeah.
When Brock Lesnar first went into the MMA and he started going into the stuff like that, people remembered him that he was a wrestler. And there were people who dissed on him because he was a wrestler and because, you know, the matches were set up, things were fake, da-da-da-da-da, and they didn't take him seriously, but he still kicked ass.
Yeah.
Speaking of fake, though... But when women have, you know, fake orgasms, they still make us, you know, feel good about ourselves.
Hey, we're holding that off for later.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Anyways, back to the UFC 116 card lineup here. We've got Brock Lesnar versus Shane Carwin, which is the big headliner.
I'm really going for Brock Lesnar.
What do you got?
We'll make our predictions in a minute.
Wanderlei versus...
No, it's Wanderlei.
Wanderlei Silva.
Wanderlei Silva.
A.K.A. the Axe Murderer. Yoshira Akiyama.
Oh, wait, hold up. I think I've seen one fight of his.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive, actually.
Wanderlei?
No, Akiyama.
Oh, but Wanderlei still looks like
I'm going to call him Akuma.
Yo, but Wanderlei looks like a monkey.
Then you got Chris Light versus Matt the Immortal Brown.
Matt the Immortal Brown. Is he black?
Or Chris Lytle?
Lytle.
Is he black?
We don't know. There's no picture.
No pictures right now because of the fact is I had to type this in. I couldn't find the actual fight card. They changed their website again. I can't even say this guy's name, but Krzysztof the Polish Experiment Sosnowski.
Sosnowski.
Versus Steven American Psycho Bonar.
That's great, Bonar. his name is Boner.
What an ass clown who could take this one up. Kurt Batman Pellegrino. I don't know. I can't even say his last name.
Pellegrinovsky.
Pellegrino.
Oh, that's Pellegrino. Okay.
Yeah, and then George Sotiropoulos. I don't know what the fuck. That's who he's versus.
My name is George Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
But I think... More or less, that's the cutoff area where they're gonna black it out, and then they're gonna do the whole, you know, UFC on Spike.
Yeah, so
and
I
then
mean,
they'll do the other fights here
that
I have.
There's two big name fights, and that's Brock Lesnar, Shane Carwin, and Wanderlei Silva.
Who actually have names that you can pronounce, and everybody else's you can't.
Well, Wanderlei Silva, he's been around for a while. He actually beat Chuck Liddell early in his career.
Is he related to the, other Silva guy?
This guy's Spanish.
No, I think a different Silva, but I mean...
But this dude literally looks like a monkey, yeah, no lie. Like, he's got that monkey face. Like,
I would love to see somebody... I would love to go into, like, watch an MMA fight and somebody just fight with a whole different style. Just come in there and start doing capoeira. And just start...
Or start doing,
like, monkey
It's actually on my like Facebook, the video. The guy's just capoeira, and he's spinning in. The dude just goes and knocks him right out.
Yeah, it's well, on it my could Facebook. Be the movie. Is that that movie?
No.
Because there was in the movie, it seemed kind of funny.
Yeah, Bloodsport.
No, there was another one.
There was some other movie where, like, the dude was doing capoeira, and all he did was just do one move, and the dude was that gone. Mm. You know?
Well, but, no, I mean, it's definitely a fight style that's it's great in some ways.
It's a Charlie's weight.
Yeah, I mean, if you're able to flip around like a fucking madman, but besides that, I don't think it's as practical. I think you use more energy bouncing back and forth, flipping around, than you actually do kicking somebody's ass.
And this thing, you know, your goal is just to bore your opponent into a knockout.
Well, the thing is with capoeira is a type of style of martial arts where it's supposed to fake out your opponent.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know, it's made to fake out where you don't know when he's going to hit you because they're doing so much movement around that you think one kick is coming and instead the kick is coming from another direction, you know, or punch is coming in another direction.
Well, it's basically breakdancing.
It's breakdancing, but with a martial arts feel to it, you know. And so I always loved that. It's always been one of my favorite styles of martial arts is capoeira. I always found it so interesting.
Well, we're all fans of breakfu. Oh,
and drunken boxing. But I don't think anybody would do drunken boxing.
I want to see midget MMA.
They have that, don't they?
No.
No, I don't believe
they have. Well, they have some type of
midget boxing, but not midget cage fighting. Come on, midgets kicking each other?
That'd be some funny stuff. Hornswoggle from WWE.
Stop that, you.
Is that like a, I love midgets sexually?
No. I've got the website up, and it's really interactive now, and there's this whole big-ass picture of Ariane, and you can scroll up and down on her body.
God, and he stopped right here.
Right on the crotch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Giggity. I can't believe she can wear that.
I still like that Asian girl from Attack of the Show.
Okay.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Alright, so.
And Morgan Webb.
How about, are we good on sports now, or?
Yeah, I think we're pretty good on sports.
Yeah, we're good on sports.
We're good. Alright, we're gonna go and break into the movies now. We have seen today Night and Day.
About the Night and Day.
Fuck you.
All you know the blue is.
It's not even that night. It's not
Lupe Fiasco,
night.
Fiasco. Wannabe.
Ayo!
I think it's Lupe Fiasco. But some other. They're all black people look alike.
He's Hispanic! Go back to Guatemala.
Alright, no, who wants to get first pick at this? Who wants to get first talk about this movie?
I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
Alright, I'll give it to you then.
Alright, so the basis of this movie is this rogue agent.
Supposedly.
Played by Tom Cruise.
A.K.A. Scientology.
A.K.A. I love this woman! I love this woman!
Which I'm surprised he didn't do in this movie, but, you know.
Yeah, especially on the airplane. But he meets this woman at the airport.
Mission Impossible was better.
Played by Cameron Diaz. Now,
I personally feel that they should have picked somebody better than Cameron Diaz.
I think she's actually getting a little bit too old.
Yeah, but I was
still, I'm sorry, I always thought Cameron Diaz was ugly.
I just say one thing. There's only one part of Cameron Diaz I've ever loved. Her eyes.
Her blue fucking
she
eyes.
She does have nice eyes.
Her eyes always draw me in, but
she really does have nice, but she is ugly.
But on Charlie's Angels, when she was shaking her ass, she knew how to shake her ass, man.
I was looking at Lucy Liu.
She was raised around some black
guys. I was looking at Lucy Liu.
That and Lucy Liu.
No, Lucy Liu all the way. The best Charlie Angel ever. I don't care if she's 40-something, she still look good.
That's right.
She still look good. She, let me tell you, she's one of a few Asians and stuff like that, that when she gets older, she still looks good.
You know what she wants for dinner tonight, right? Some young guy, Han Solo. So Tom Cruise plays Roy Miller. Cameron Diaz plays June Haven.
Converting you to Scientology during the movie.
Yes. So basically what happens is he's following her around the airport. They bump into each other once, bump into each other twice. She gets bumped off her flight and he's on it. And then she gets put onto it.
Well, that was because of the other agents making that decision. So. Mm-hmm.
This is really cool, you know, scene in the airplane. We don't want to ruin too much.
Well, you kind of see it in the commercial if you haven't, if you've seen it.
Watch out for the Vaseline,
The anus bleeding, yeah.
Whoa, I thought we were going
to, No, we have to give that one to him.
There's a lot of anus bleeding. Coco Bunny!
You knocked me out and took my money!
And then, as you're watching, you're trying to figure out.
You're not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Yes. You're trying to figure out, is he good, is he bad, what the fuck is going on? It messes with your head a little bit. But it's funny.
I already knew he was good from the beginning, come on. He portrays himself as a good guy anyway.
I don't know.
I mean, that whole factor when he shot the firefighter, I thought that was hilarious.
Yes, that was.
I mean, that one line where he's like, you know what, if I'm followed, I'm gonna kill myself, then her. Yeah. It's like, wait, how are you gonna kill her after you're dead? But unless you put the gun to your head next to her head, that might work.
And then the next line, free pie for everybody. I don't know about Alamo. If you want Alamo, okay.
You're gonna get weak fucking bones, but, you know, it fucking did it to Lincoln. But anyways, and then he goes and walks out. It's like, what the fuck?
What's he talking about?
Yeah, he made him look like a really serious madman. It was fucking hilarious.
Now, one of my favorite characters in it was Antonio. He plays the weapons guy.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Ba-da-da.
Played by Cameron Diaz.
Oh. I knew she was a man.
She's a Mandingo.
Dude looks like a lady.
Fandingo.
So, for those who don't know who he is, Jordy Molloy, or however you pronounce his name, he was from Bad Boys 2.
He was in Blow.
You learned how to blow.
No, I mean Blow like the fucking cocaine.
I know. Boston George?
Yeah,
Boston George. George Chung? Come on. We all know about George Chung. Yeah. Shout out to Boston. Go Drug Cartel.
Yeah, okay. I just want to put it out there that he's such a great actor.
Who?
The guy from Blow.
Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp is just fucking awesome actor.
Way off.
I know it's off the other, but I'm sorry. When you talked about Blow and Johnny Depp is just fucking awesome actor. I understand why everybody loves him, because the dude is just, all of his movies, I like his movies.
Currently, Darkheart is on Blow, but yeah. Okay.
I am not on Blow.
That's why he looks so white right now.
I don't do that kind of stuff.
But, along the way,
I'm cold.
Along the way, Cameron Diaz helps Tom Cruise's character out. Great chemistry. But she is really weird. And
she's a man.
Her screams.
She's a man, baby. She's a man.
When she screamed in the shootout scene, it really creeped me out. I don't know. She has a really horrible scream.
Yeah, that whole part where he says, okay, you're going to go to this shelf. On three. One, and then she's like, she sounded like she was, I don't know.
Like she's on Aliens?
Yeah, it was from fucking
And she
Aliens.
Was like opposite Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd scream too.
I would be like, fuck. I would be like, fuck. I would
you stop
that.
Screaming while you're being shot at? But I think the creepier part was when they used that, you know, truth serum, and she's just like, you know, going around, 7 o'clock. What do you mean 7 o'clock? Oh, bang! And she's just, like, really excited about the whole fucking, like, him
she's
killing
you. She's a giggly bitch.
Let me tell you, I think that was probably one of the only best parts about her character through the whole movie. I personally think. Because I think she was actually pretty funny in that.
You know, I do give her credit, though. Because, you know, for being in Hollywood, she hasn't given the peer pressure, like, you know, plastic surgery.
Or did you do nude scenes?
Yeah.
You know, she should.
You know, she still has her little itty-bitty titties and everything. And
I there's nothing wrong with itty-bitty titties.
No, I respect her for that. Because in Hollywood, everybody's like, I need my double D titties.
Yes, I actually do respect
An actress who keeps herself natural. Yes. I love natural women.
I like natural women as well. I really do. I mean, they don't have to be big. They don't, you know, it can be small, big, medium. Exactly. You know what? I think the perfect boob size is C.
Yeah.
They really are the perfect boob size. Like, they're not too big, they're not too small.
Hey! We'll leave it to the dad.
Oh, what the fuck?
God damn it.
Well, okay, how about this question?
Cameron!
What did you think about Paul Dano, who played Simon, you know, Fleck? You know, the little geeky guy? Like, the one that was created this special...
I was thinking they were going to go in a different direction. Like, I thought they were going to pick, like, a more famous actor.
As long as they didn't pick one of the motherfuckers from Superbad, I was good. Yeah. I'm good with that. I like this guy.
I thought he was mentally challenged.
Yeah.
If you look at him, he looks mentally challenged.
Well, the thing is, he's probably, I was thinking he's autistic.
Or he's some super genius. Because
he's smart. He's super genius, but he has an autistic type of thing. Like, he's got, like, that OCD slash ADD slash...
Truthfully, I think in real life, he might be, like, a normal guy. But the way that, you know, he chopped up the facial hair to look horrible, and the way that he was slouched a little bit, made it seem like there was something wrong with him. But probably in real life, you know...
He's probably fine. He's just probably getting into it, like,
You know, like, really getting into the character.
Like, what's his name,
Tom Cruise?
No.
Bill Butler?
Joker.
Heath Ledger?
Yeah. Heath Ledger, yeah.
Probably yeah, just getting into
his... He didn't die, though.
He did. But he didn't die. He didn't, you know, go gay and then kill himself.
Whoa. We're not going to talk about Brokeback Mountain now, man.
Brokeback Mountain 2 in 3D.
No!
God damn it! Why?
See everything.
All right, so how about...
Brokeback Mountain 2.
How about we leave it at that? Because, I mean... Altogether, why don't we just rate this bitch and get on to the next one?
I give it a potato.
Yeah, but you know, I have to say, I do want to say about this, like, I had a very mixed reaction with this movie because of the fact that, I don't know, for some reason, Tom Cruise's character in the movie, I felt, was way too calm.
Do what it is? All right. I'm
way too calm. Like, I don't even know. Have you guys seen Killers?
Yes.
With Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
And... What is that girl's name?
Me and him watched it together. Remember?
What is that girl's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Killers.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was... It. Even though that was comedic...
Yeah.
There was more of a personality to it.
Well, when I
watched... With Tom Cruise, it seems like he was way too calm.
Yeah, but if this... You know, it's supposed to be his life and how it goes all the time, so, you know, he would be calm. But do you know what his acting reminded me of?
Yeah, but I would have thought, like, with him falling in love with Cameron Diaz, that things would have been a little bit different. Like, he would have got a little bit more aggravated.
Well, that's why they kept on saying, you know, we worked all the emotion out of him. You know, the love, the feelings, everything. So, he was showing it.
Heigl? Katherine Heigl?
Oh, Katherine Heigl, that's right.
You know, she's not that bad looking. No, actually, she really isn't. I think she's kind of cute.
There's only one movie that she creeped me out in that was Knocked Up. They ripped... I'm like,
No! They ripped it open! No!
I wanted to do that!
Alright, anyways, let's just rate this bitch and get on to the next one. No.
Okay, I'm definitely going to give it a thumb and a half. Just because of the fact that I don't like Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise, just his character, I don't know. I find it, like, he was just way too calm. I don't know, something about his character I just didn't like. Like, I really liked him better in Mission Impossible.
Okay.
You know, better.
What about you, Blue?
Well, I have a feeling that I'm going to have to, like, say probably about the same thing. Like, more or less a thumb and probably maybe three-fourths up, maybe, because it's almost going towards a second thumb. Like, it would be... It's good, but it feels that...
It's missing something.
It is missing some stuff, but I did like a lot of the theatrics that were shown, but it seemed that they already, put it towards a, you know... already towards the trailers and stuff like that, so I felt like I was waiting for those trailer parts just to, like, yay, I got to see that part in the movie. It wasn't cut out, you know?
You know what? I've noticed they've been doing that. When they show trailers, they show parts of the movie that you don't get to see in the theaters.
Well, I remember
You're
that.
You're going to see it on the DVD.
I remember that since, like, Scary Movie, 2 or something like that. He's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna prophesize my foot in your ass. You know, that one got cut the fuck out. It wasn't in the theater. It was in the uncut version.
Because remember, there's always a theatrical trailer. Because everything is always, and then when the movie comes out on DVD, uncut, unrated, extra footage,
polish the fuck up.
Yeah, no, polish up, which is what Disney does every 5 years to a movie.
Yes. Truthfully, I give it 2 thumbs up. I really liked it. I thought the acting was good.
I mean, the movie was fine.
Tom Cruise's acting reminded me of my favorite Tom Cruise movie. And,
Really? One of your favorite Tom Cruise movies?
No, his acting reminded me of one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Maguire.
Ah, Jerry Maguire.
Look at Jerry Maguire and think of the way he acted in here. It's the same.
Yeah, basically.
Mr. Cool, Calm, Collective.
All right, on to Unthinkable. Let's talk about this kind of shortly if we really want to get to that over, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah, this is so unthinkable.
Yeah.
But let me say, Unthinkable, I have to say, I really actually enjoyed the movie because it actually really shows probably what America probably would fucking do if they were in that kind of position.
All right, well, let's just put it this way. The whole setup is that there's 3 nuclear bombs set in 3 different cities. Not going to ruin what cities they are because it seemed kind of predictable. seeing that the anvil over here sat there and going, hey, I can name off three cities and I bet that's where it is.
And what, bang. We got like two out of three?
No, he got three out of three. It was fucking creepy. Anyways, this movie deals with Samuel L. Jackson, Carrie Ann Moss, you know, the Trinity from Matrix. Let's see. Michael Sheen, a.k.a. the motherfucker from Underworld, who plays Lucian.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that other one where he was with, whatever the fuck that movie was. Yeah. Fuck it.
I'll always remember him as Lucian.
Yeah, Stephen Root, Laura Kojak, Martin Donovan, just, it goes on. It's a nice cast that they put together. I like how they did this with this movie. And it was definitely one of those reasons of, why the fuck didn't this go out in theaters?
Well, truthfully, this is one of those movies that could be done really low budget. Like, they could have actually spent less money on this movie and still had the same effect.
Anyways, yeah, I mean, this movie seemed like that, but the only other thing is that this movie, how it was set up, it got put in the, back, you know, into the DVD release because I heard that the people that ran the studio fucking closed it down, so that's probably one of the reasons why.
But yet you can't find it on any shelf anywhere. They're flying off everywhere.
Yeah, it's fucking that good.
I mean, we got lucky. We went to Blockbuster, and as we were about to walk out, somebody returned theirs, and we were able to snag
it. He's like, guys, you want to borrow that Unthinkable, seeing that you asked about it? I'm yes. Like, fuck yeah!
We had to fight like 19 people on the way out. They're outside, you know, pitchforks and...
Oh, I thought they were hunting me, and
I know
I was getting kind of scared because I saw white hoods, and they were like, "No, we just want the DVD."
He jumped on my back with holding on. I'm hiding behind the big white guy.
I was really scared, but I got into the car and I was fine.
Yeah, once you stop crying, because yeah. That dude did poke you with the pitchfork.
Let me tell you, I mean, I almost pissed my pants. Almost.
But all right, yeah. So it gets to the point where the movie was about three nuclear bombs that. Michael Sheen, or as he plays in the movie, Stephen Arthur Young.
Nuclear.
Anyway,
I watched too much Simpsons.
Just nuke.
Yeah, a snook and the sniz. I mean, three nukes, three separate cities, set up as a part where he, you know, puts them in and says they're in these three separate locations. He recorded himself and sent it to the thing, and he waited in a mall to get captured. So, more or less, it's the tactic on how he got captured and goes into the torture, tactics that, of course, Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson comes in and starts fucking him up, literally.
Oh, is that what IMDb says his real name is?
Samuel motherfucking Jackson, yep, right there.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, seeing that we had to make fun of this one. His name is Henry Harold Humphreys.
Triple H.
Yes, Triple H.
Triple H, a tribute to Triple H. The Wrestler.
And they just call him H.
So, dealing with this movie... Hunter
Hearst Helmsley, that's what I'm going to call him.
I think this is one of those must-buys. It's five stars on basically everything that I've looked at.
Yes.
For,
it really is.
So, yeah.
Dos Thumbs.
So, it's got Dos Thumbs.
Yeah, definitely Dos Thumbs. Let me tell you, the movie is insane.
Six thumbs all the way the fuck up in this room here.
Wait. We got two from the dock. He just quacked them over.
Quacked him over.
I'm sure we'll get two thumbs up from the king if he was here.
So we had two other movies on here, but we're going to break off because we've actually done more than I thought. But we are on, like, almost the 50-minute mark here.
Ooh.
So, for the last 20 minutes, I think we should probably talk about, you know,
or today's
20 to 30 minutes about the motherfucking Oh, for fuck's sake! The ball's on fire!
Alright, so we were driving around today, and we saw lots of beautiful women. We said hello, and they ignored us.
Well, so, no, that's... I think a couple of them actually said hi. I mean, we usually get some kind of reaction. You know, a look back, or a middle finger, or something.
Or...
mostly the middle finger.
Yes.
Or my personal favorite.
Or the look wait. Like, psst, you know?
Or one that I actually saw a friend of mine get the other day. You look at me again, my attorney will be calling you.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Pedro, man. I had to put you out there.
See, Tiger Woods? Look what you done did. You ruined it for all of us.
See? Just because he's darker skinned, the women automatically think he's Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. OJ ruined it for us.
You can't see because my back windows are tinted, and you camouflage really well.
Yeah, I do, actually.
So usually what you usually do is you yell at the girl and go, "Hey, baby!" And then they look over and they see the white guy, and they're like, "Did he just say that?"
I don't know, right? And like, oh, so, like the end, so you get what I'm supposed to be getting, you bastard. You fucker.
Yeah, so that's exactly why you always call shotgun.
Yeah, I got a bad knee, too. I can't sit in the back.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if you put money in, I'll go buy a bigger truck.
I'll probably get 50 cents
towards it.
Oh, great. Anyways. So, let's put it this way. So, what did we really want to say about this whole women thing? Like, you guys were really just wanting to get into this whole conversation.
Yeah, we really wanted to get into
this
conversation.
We almost want to make this into, like, a five-part
fucking
series.
Because, let me tell you, I don't understand women. I mean, like, I know we're probably not supposed to, and I'm sure women don't understand men.
You just sounded like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I don't understand women. Go back to your country. Manpower.
I just think it's just really totally messed up how, like,
women can get us by the cockles of the heart and just fucking rip it up.
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much.
They just don't care.
Let me tell you what pisses me off. There are so many things that pisses me off. Thank you for passing this over to me for talk. But this is what really pisses me off. I really hate when women will be like, if they're interested in you and they like you or whatever, for some reason or whatever, but they won't go out with you for the most stupidest reasons.
And what might be the stupidest reasons? Because we need to like kind of make a list here. We need to actually like go down the line.
Let's put it this way. I hate it when a woman goes, "Oh, I'm looking for a really nice guy who will treat me well, a guy who will take care of me, you know, be there for me, respect me, da 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 da," the whole good spiel. And then when that type of guy comes around and there's a mutual attraction, you don't go out with him. And I just don't understand it. But when some douchebag who doesn't fucking deserve you comes around and you take him, and yet that dude will treat you like shit, but you will still stay with him.
And then they
call
you. I
don't fucking understand it.
But then they call you.
And they call you. They call you. You end up in the fucking friends list. And they fucking call you. And they
fucking crying.
And they cry and fucking. And they spill out their fucking heart to you. And then after the end of the conversation and everything's, you know, you make her happy or whatever. You're such a good friend.
Yes.
Fuck you! I don't want to be your friend!
Exactly. I wanted to fucking go out with you beforehand, before this even douchebag even came to the picture.
Wait. You know, let's have a little bit of fun real
quick.
Fuck
you!
I want to go around and we'll each throw, you know, one at a time, the best rejection you've ever gotten. Like, you know, the line.
Let me tell you.
Here we go.
There is no best rejection. No, there is no best rejection. You know what rejection I've got?
That's the worst rejection.
So let me tell you. This is the worst rejection I've gotten so far. When you give a girl your number, and the girl takes your number, but never fucking calls you.
Oh, that's common, man.
That's common.
Then there's the whole, how do I want to describe it? Where, there's always, then there's the whole, we should just be friends.
What? I'm sorry, we're breaking up, Click.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Or they're fucking picky. And let me tell you, women are way more pickier than men are.
Yes.
Way more pickier than men are.
We are, too, of course. So
we are, but not as much as women are.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
So who's it? Next, mine or yours?
Yes, you go.
It's more or less I've gone to the point where they're like, "Oh, yeah, blah, 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 this and that," and they go through the whole spiel. Then they say to me, what was it? "Oh, I wish I could find a guy like you." I'm like, "Hi, I'm right here because more or less I've been single all this time."
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, you're such a great guy!
Yeah, you're such a great guy.
Why can't guys be like you? Da-da-da-da. It's like, why can't you just fucking take me there?
I'm right here. I'm just like myself.
I think that's the issue with guys like us, because we have our unique capabilities, and they're like, "Wow, that's fucking amazing. Why haven't I found a guy like you ever?" Well, because we're unique, and that's how it happens.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just that, you know, you finally see, like, I mean, I'm more or less a quiet guy. You know, they see me as the geek. They see me as, like, the computer guy. Fuck you, Anvil. Fuck you hard.
Exactly.
Anyways, I'm quiet, and then they see me get into a big blue truck, and they're like, "Holy shit, he's got a big blue truck." And then, like, then they finally find out who the fuck I really am, And then I do find myself feeling like I'm boring once in a while. Like, I love, like, just sitting in, watching movies, chilling the fuck out. I love fucking cuddling! Anybody cuddling?
Yes!
Cuddling's the best!
All fuck yeah, cuddling! Right. Two thumbs up! High five!
Fuck yeah with the cuddling, hell yeah!
No, but more or less, it just gets to the point where they're just like, I want to do more. It's just like, I can't even fathom what to fucking do because I've been so exhausted from the days of working and trying to figure out what to fucking do.
Well, truthfully, I'm a big dude. Cuddling? I'm like a bear! Come on!
I fucking love being a big teddy bear.
Let me tell you, cuddling... I wish that, like, because you know what? All right, let's put it this way. All right, in this type of world and everything that we live in now, the biggest thing is the sex thing. Okay, no. I mean, I'm not dissing on sex because everybody loves sex. Sex is a great thing, but the thing is, like, there are the ones that sex is a big emphasis on, and then there's ones that are just kind of like. It's whatever. I've always been a person who enjoys more so of having somebody there, more so than just wanting to just sleep with them.
Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on. Let's get to Anvil, his worst thing right now, and then we'll get into it.
Like, to his thing real quick, I just want to make one comment. You know, I'm the kind of guy that if it's a relationship, I want to take it slow, get to know you, and develop that emotional bond.
I want to develop... One, all right, these are my agendas right off the back. One, I want to develop trust.
Yep.
You develop trust, you develop, you know, honesty and being able to be open with each other.
Dose,
you gain their heart.
Yes.
Yes.
You gain their heart.
Three.
After you gain their trust, you gain their heart.
Trace.
And then three.
Dude, you're on number four now.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, so pretty much after you gain all of that, and then you could go into everything else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because then everything else just... Because I always feel that everything else is just icing on the cake.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Having good looks or whatever is icing on the cake. Being the hottest chick in the world, icing on the cake.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Personality is
way more important. And that's the thing, but people aren't putting... I mean, of course, we can all... You know, guys, even girls, will take a look at somebody and be like, oh, yeah, that girl's hot or that girl's cute or whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
No, what I wanted to say, just to interrupt you on that part. Ladies, think about before you slather on the fucking makeup. Do us like, that big deal. Like, you know what? Give us an all-natural look before you start slathering on
then
makeup.
Then you know who are the type of people that will like you for you.
Truthfully, to me, I think the only makeup a woman should wear is lip gloss.
Okay.
A good flavor kind.
You know,
some of the flavor.
I don't like makeup.
No.
I personally don't like makeup. They don't have to wear, like, nails on. They have to wear fake nails. They don't have to paint their nails all the fucking time. They can be naturally beautiful. Let me tell you, there are girls that are naturally beautiful.
Truthfully, to me, a girl that hangs out with, like, me and my friends, watches, you know, movies, wear a pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt is more sexy to me than a girl...
Girl,
fully decked out.
Fully fucking dressed.
Let me tell you, and you know, I like elegance.
Yeah.
I do like elegance. I like a girl who wears nice dress or, you know, skirt or whatever, or likes to dress like nice like that and everything like that. But I don't really care if you're wearing slacks or if you're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're just dressing regular and you still look good, hey.
Well, like, okay, you know, let's put it this way. The girl is not going to be dressed up in a fucking miniskirt about yay fucking, you know, high. That's like about not even 12 inches.
She's
not going to be fucking showing off that skinny belly the rest of her life. She's going to have...
Showing off her rack, and she's got to show cleavage all the fucking
time. More or less, it's going to be to the point where when you finally get to know the person, you're going to see how, like, if you get to really, really know the person, you're going to see how they are when they act at home, if they're, like, they're fucking burping, farting, fucking whatever. It's like,
you
whatever. You
have to see who they really are. And that's... Because let me tell you, and this is for guys, mostly the hot girls, the really hot girls, are bitches.
Yep.
Yes.
Most of them will probably be bitches. They will be the ones that will bitch at you, that will be the ones that high maintenance...
Well, get you right from the fucking balls and just,
you know,
put them on their purse.
Want you for your, making sure that you got tons of fucking money and you got this and you got that and making sure you're doing
it. And put your ass in debt.
Yeah, you know, pretty much.
So,
and they're not worth your fucking time.
All right, you guys are going to laugh at my worst and funniest.
Okay, worst and funniest. Come on, bitch.
For my worst one, I was hanging out, you know, with a couple of buddies. We went to a bar to have a drink. Me and this girl were talking all night long. I give her my phone number. You know, I write it on a napkin. She's like, oh, thanks. You know, I'll call you. Blows her nose in it and throws it out and says, oh, I remember your number. Ouch! It's like, you spend the night talking to me. You ask for my phone number. And then you do it like that. And
that's fucking mess.
Yes. At least, you know, if she didn't ask for it, I would just probably walk away and say, hey, have a good night, or whatever. But she asked for the number. And my funniest, I was talking to this girl, Boa, I asked her for a phone number.
I thought that was the funniest.
Yeah, I know.
No.
How can that one get topped?
All right, this girl was about 5'4", you know, pretty girl. We're talking, I asked her for a phone number. She looked at me and said, I can't give you my phone number. You're too tall for me.
The tallness works against you.
Let me tell you something. My shortness probably works against me. Because let me tell you, I have no problem with tall women. I have no problem with tall women. Usually tall women are usually freaking gorgeous. Alright.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty tall size, but I've never had anybody use my height against me.
Yeah. I don't get that either. I don't believe in height.
Well, I mean, it's not like she was really short. She was 5'4". But, like, the other night, you know, we were all at, you know, the Totally Inappropriate concert, and I met this really nice woman.
Dude, that was just luck, man. I fucking swear that was fucking luck. You bastard.
You know, we exchanged phone numbers.
You're a piece of crap, Anvil. You're a piece of... Wait, hold up. This is uncensored. You're a piece of shit, Anvil.
Hey. Hey, we're talking now. Let's see what happens. You know, she's a sweet woman.
Yeah, sweet fucking deal. I mean, it's just, it's one of those setups that, you know, I don't even think I remember seeing her that whole night.
No.
And then
the only reason it happened was I was standing there, you know, the front, her friend who's a little bit older than she is, or quite a bit older, because she thought that I looked exactly like her son, who, you know, we're about the same age.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason they approached us, is because she wanted to tell me that I look like her son. And
also, she pretty much was like, I want to fuck my son.
No. It was her friend.
That oh, okay. I thought
they gave me her phone number.
I want to fuck my son.
What? Hey, so, be my friend Blue. Yeah, I know.
That's all I need. Anyways.
Oh,
fucking aneurysm that would be. So, now, with the whole thing right now, like, I recently went out on, you know, a date, and it went, okay, but maybe it went too far. Like, maybe, like, a date should be officially, like, you start out really fucking slow. And that's my issue is that relationships have been like, hey, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then making out leads to, I want your dick. And it's like, hold on one second, why do you want my dick? And then it gets to the point where I become insecure about the fact that it's like, they...
Is that what you want?
Is that what you really want? Is that what you're looking for? Do you just want to fuck, buddy? Do you want actually
kids? Do you want friends with benefits? Do you want one night stand?
Because I don't know how many times that, like, a girl has just want my fucking nuts. It's like, great, you got blonde hair, you got blue eyes. It's like, I want my kid to look like that.
What?
You're a bitch.
Yeah, I've gotten that on the first date. It's like, yeah, you know, I can see us getting married and having kids. What?
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I got the worst fucking one.
I don't even know your birthday yet.
Worst fucking one. Worst one. I got the worst one here. And it's not even the girl. And you know what? Usually this is what really pisses them off. If you could get it really good with the parents, that pisses the girl off. That really pisses the girl off because... No, they want to be like the rebel. They want to get away from their fucking parents. They want to say, fuck you, mom. Fuck you, dad. You know, kind of thing like that. But I had this one girl that, like, her mom loved me to death. She said, she's like, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go work for security at Harvard. I'm like, whoa, what? And then you're going to finish off Harvard Law and blah, blah, blah. And then what you're going to do is you're going to buy, you know, the house and stuff like that for all of us and blah, 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 you know. And, down, like, she literally went all out, and I mean, to the point where she's like, then you're gonna have my grandkids. I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you... You know your daughter doesn't like me that much?
No. I've got that topped.
Oh, vagina.
I was hanging out with some friends, and a girl walks up to me and says, I love your eyes. You know, you're a big guy, blah, blah, blah. You wanna go in the bathroom and knock me up? Because I want my baby to look like you.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
It's like, what's your name? You don't need to know. After I'm pregnant, you won't see me again. I'm like, what?
I'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to walk away.
I literally asked my buddies if they were playing a prank on me, but it was some serious woman.
Yeah, but all right. So how many times have I heard this line from, like, a girl that's like, you know, one that had been great friends, and then they got pregnant. They had it, you know, they had their kid and everything. I don't know how many times I've asked them, so how does it feel to have a kid? She's like, I love my kids. I love them to death. But sometimes I wish I didn't have them. Because it gets to the point where you get bogged down. And I feel that, like,
if you're not ready to get bogged down,
if you had an actual fucking friendship, or, you know, you had your sibling that had a kid before you, they could tell you how the fuck it really is. Or otherwise, they're really fucking stupid, and they're like, have all the fucking kids you want, you know? They love just getting their vagina ripped open for another kid. But it's just, it's one of those things where you gotta hop in, you know, you gotta not hop into a relationship, and I mean by dick into vagina first. I mean that you need to
head first.
Yeah, literally head first. But I'm saying that you really need to get to the point where you have to figure out if you love yourself enough to put yourself out to another person and find out if they love themselves enough, then to come together in a positive aspect. And not this whole negative-positive where it attracts. Actually find the positive-positive, and that will attract. Yeah, so it's not like fucking magnets. So, yeah, it's something. I think what I also need to suggest is, if you really get into a relationship, maybe have your shit wired. I stepped back and said, I really need to get a real fucking job. This job with the college, not fucking working anymore. I need a real fucking job. I need, you know, I got my vehicle. I'm good on that part. I mean, I kind of still live at home, but that's fucking respectable. This economy's absolute shit right
but
now.
But I mean, it's not like you don't pay into your house.
No, no, either. I don't. I pay right in the house. I try to take care of shit. I show my responsibilities. I do my fucking laundry. I do this, you know, I do that, I mean, all of the shit. And that's all they can do. It's respect the fact that you do that and actually give a shit that, you know.
You know what? It's either better to stay at home living with you know, mom or dad. Or even have roommates.
Yeah, exactly.
Even having roommates and just chilling there and stuff like that. Because you know what? Our economy does really suck.
Yeah, but
it sucks to the point where you can't live by yourself because it's way too expensive sometimes.
Yeah, well, I know, I was talking to the girl. I told her, yeah, I live at home, you know, I pay rent. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's cool, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, it's a better economy. They respect
exactly.
That.
Plus, but you can save money that better, too.
Exactly.
You work, you save money, put money aside.
And then you can get your own shit.
You can get your own shit, you know?
This one's funny. Like, a friend of mine, I asked her, hey, how is it to be a mom, blah, blah, blah. She's like, ah, it's all right, you know. Still getting used to it, you know. And, you know, I'm happy. So really? You don't look it. It's like, oh, it just, you know, it gets annoying. It's like, well, you've got 6 kids by 4 different guys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
let me tell you. I ran into a girl a long time ago who had 4 kids, and she wanted to hook up with me and have more.
Okay.
My first girlfriend, wait, you ready for the laugh? I saw my first girlfriend in the newspaper in Boston not too long ago. She's on kid number 7.
Oh, I'm thinking, shit.
You know, all the way back when I was 12 and went on a couple, like, 2 dates with her to the mall and a Roller World, I'm like, wow. So you mean I could have been, oh, thank God.
I got a suggestion.
Oh, here we go, Blue.
Blue's suggestion of the day, of the fucking week, motherfucker.
Go ahead.
Let's put it this way.
We're Blue.
Don't
I had a relationship. I had a relationship, right, that dealt with great, you know, sex, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And the only fucking issue that I was having with it was seeing the relationship aspect of her mom and her stepdad. And I mean that... You know who I'm talking about, Anvil.
Oh my God, no.
Yes, dude, I am going to talk about
it. I thought we weren't
going
to talk about that anymore.
No, too bad. It's just, this is one that we need to let the people fucking know.
Oh my God.
So let's put it this way. I had the relationship, no name said, whatever, all this other bullshit.
But
Mom and dad, literally every time I went over there, they were nice, really nice to me, all this other stuff. They got to the next room, they were fucking ripping each other a new one, and I mean, I thought I was gonna see one of them run after each other with a fucking kitchen knife,
like
screaming.
It
was fucking, if you want to see opposites detract, that's the fucking way to see it. And the concept of it is seeing the mother go to him, you know, in a joking manner, which wasn't so joking, going, I've got this ring on there. I still fucking own you. And the other factor that I had in my mind was, this is a woman who has had about 6-7 kids, I think it was. Maybe even 8. But I can't even fucking recount, like, how many. And not a one of the fucking kids had the same fucking father. How the fuck can you go through life skipping onto the next fucking person, onto the next person, and have a fucking kid? I know you love that fucking money alimony coming in and some shit like that, but fuck.
She had to have been on the Maura show.
Yeah, she had to have been. I mean,
we're still looking for that episode.
Yeah. But it just...
It's in the file.
It's unfucking believable. That's what I want to say. That, you know, how... You know, you want to say unthinkable. Unfucking believable. That's what I want to say. Is into the fact that, you know, you hop in and you get into this thing, and then you pop back out, you got another kick. And then you're like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck this. You know, it's like, god damn it, woman. Or, keep it in your goddamn pants.
Wait, here we go. I got the best
one. Or take birth control.
Exactly. Or when you break up with a girl, and she uses a, I think I'm pregnant, to keep you around.
I had that happen to me, and I think it was absolute bullshit. Yes. And that was really fucked up for that person to do that.
Yes.
But I believe the dark heart wants to say some more shit. I had that feeling, but, like, you wanted to say more shit.
I got stuck in a relationship an extra 7 months longer because the girl pulled that on me.
Wow.
And when she still stays skinny as shit.
That hasn't been pulled on me. That hasn't been pulled on me. Yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will eventually.
But I think there will be.
I actually have more of a harder time just getting a woman than...
I don't know. Like, that's the whole... I think...
Because the thing is...
You're too skinny.
No, it's not that.
I'm telling you, it's because I'm either... It's because I'm black.
No.
I'm too nice, which is probably the reason, because I'm telling you, women do not like nice guys.
Yeah, no, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
Women do not like nice guys. I don't fucking understand it.
Point they in case talk about, we talked about that earlier.
That's why we talked about it earlier. Yeah. They say they want a nice guy, they want a guy that will take care of them, a guy that will respect them, and when that guy comes around, and I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but hey, I put my heart and soul into
that's
it.
That's right.
But... They just treat you like shit. You will always stay either in their friends list.
Yep.
Or you will never get their number. You will never talk to them on the phone. But whenever you see them, they'll have a small conversation and it's hi bye.
Or, you know, they'll like.
They will never respect you.
They'll like contact you on Facebook and they need a friend.
Let me tell you. I remember when I was at fucking Dunkin' Donuts and there was this girl that I really liked and everything like that. I was nice to her, respected her, everything. Fucking. I gave her my number. Twice. Sorry. She finally Facebooked me. You know she's still on my friends list, but she never contacts me once. Not even to say hi.
I have this friend that will contact me when she has issues with her boyfriend.
Yeah, that you know, that's bullshit. But I hate to actually break this down because we actually have gone a little bit over the time.
Boo!
But... We can actually bring this back up in another segment of our own version on our side if we wanted to do that too.
Yes.
But I feel that we have to break it off now in order to, you know, hopefully people have fucking listened to it this far.
Oh,
but
yeah, we will go back to this again.
We will.
Yeah.
Fuck you up.
We will fucking go back to this again real soon. Real damn soon. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
All right, so anyways, for the wrap-up section, usually the king takes the first section, which is where... Boston Bastard Brigade. We are here. You can get us at
BostonBastardBrigade.com. You can email us at
BostonBastardBrigade.com. Or otherwise our separate names, except for Darkheart. Yeah, we're still working on that motherfucker.
Because all they would give him was pink.
Oh, yeah, which I'm actually got that column, going to be writing that column.
Oh, right, nice, sweet deal, fuck yeah.
Because I definitely want to go through that whole fucking movie.
Then there's my line, I think. Yeah, Is it my line?
It's your turn now.
Is it my turn? I think it goes myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade for that one. Then we also have the Boston Bastard Brigade group, where we're trying to put some more stuff on there, we're trying to take care of that.
And Blue has no penis.
Yeah, my dick is dog.
Also, are we supposed to be talk about giving a shout out to the Electric Sisterhood?
Yes.
Oh, yes. And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. And don't forget our brothers at the new group, Geek Aggro.
Geek Aggro, you finally got it right.
Yeah, Blue, I mean, Duck's not here, and I get it right. I'm
yeah. Yeah, next week you're going to be like,
Nerd
Daggero? I don't know. I just don't know. All right, well, let's kill this bitch and let's finish it off.
And actually, I want to thank, you know, Totally Inappropriate for all their help during, you know, our time raising money for the cancer walk.
Seeing that this motherfucker read the pamphlet wrong, it was six fucking months.
You read it wrong. You said the entire time it was three.
Dude, every time I read it, you were like, yeah, that one right in the middle. It was three fucking miles for the run.
How much money were we able to raise altogether for the
$200, basically. $200 is pretty good, considering for the start, and then we're going to learn from that for next year. We're going to start fucking hitting up stores. We're going to start being like, hey, can we put a jar here so people can donate money?
But all that came because they're totally inappropriate and they're great fans. And we completed the 6.2 miles in an hour and 31 minutes.
God damn, my feet were fucking killing me. So. And also the king was only surviving on 1 hour of sleep because of those goddamn birds in his neighborhood, so he was pissed off, but we didn't actually have to carry him. He kept going and he woke the fuck up.
I was super pissed off because I had work that night.
I'm glad I wasn't there because I probably would have got my ass whooped.
Yeah, you would have.
No, there were a lot of black people.
Yeah, actually there were.
And they were giving out really good free
stuff. Like I said, I would probably get my ass whooped or get shot.
Oh, actually, you kind of look like Tiger Woods, so maybe.
Alright, so let's... Let's cut this off and
Never ever compare me to Tiger Woods again.
See, oh my god, fuck, he's coming into the golf club in his truck. Oh
fuck
my god,
Tiger Woods.
Yo,
what's up with all the white women?
Make it seem like that happened because I got golf clubs in my. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's cut this off.
Fuck.
This is the Boston Bastard Brigade and cutting off saying,
we are the bastards.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Put not again.
Lotion in the basket.
Can it go quick?
No!
Who likes it in his basket?
Oh man, why? 'Cause I love-